I'm Ricky Bevington for Georgia Public Broadcasting. In honor of Halloween, All Things Considered is introducing you to some of Georgia's most memorable ghosts. Today, we visit Lawrenceville, where the ghost of a man wrongfully put to death is still heard singing to the love he left behind. What we know of this story comes from Judge Richard D. Wynn, who confessed to his part in the tragedy some 40 years earlier. Wynn's 1883 article in the Gwinnett Herald begins by describing Colonel James Austin as a drunk. One night in 1848, Austin burst into his kitchen to find a married slave couple working, Ellick and Betsy. Austin grabbed Betsy. Ellick fought back, tearing Austin off his wife. Enraged, Austin chased his slave while wildly swinging a sword. Ellick scrambled into a cabin loft. Cornered and fearing for his life, Ellick fatally stabbed his master 9 times in self-defense. As Austin lay dead before him, Ellick chose not to run. He went straight to the courthouse to explain the unfortunate death of Colonel James Austin. Instead of being rewarded for his honesty, Judge Wynn sentenced Ellick to hang. Writing almost 4 decades later, Wynn questions whether Ellick's punishment fit his crime, asking, quote, "If it had been a free man, would it not have been classed as justifiable homicide?" Today, tour guides bring visitors into the historic Lawrenceville jail. They point to indentations in the back of one cell where Ellick may have tried to carve his way to freedom. There are reports of unexplained orbs of light, missing audio recordings of tours, and a feeling of deep sorrow when you lean on the walls of the cell. Often, when tour guides sing the same mournful song Ellick sang for his wife from jail, they hear a voice singing with them, echoing back the last words of each phrase. Betsy, will you meet me? Betsy, will you meet me? Betsy, will you meet me? In heaven above. I'm Ricky Bevington. Thank you for listening. Happy Halloween.